I'm joined by Alice Pieper. She is the president of the Steamboat Senior Center. And we were just talking before we went on, Alice, about the fact that COVID really did an awful lot to really shut down a lot of organizations, a lot of activities, a lot of things that that were going on. But finally, we look like we're coming out of the woods and into the sunshine right now. And I have been noticing a lot more activities are going on. You said you had good attendance this past month, and you've got a lot more on your plate. Is that right?
That is very correct. The senior citizen has regular events that happen. We are inviting everyone to come. The senior citizen is designed for 55 and older. We have people that are in their early 90s attending on a regular basis, playing cards with us and attending other activities that are permanent activities there. So right now on Monday, we have bridge that goes from 1 o'clock to 3 o'clock. Usually they break up about 3 o'clock. While that's going on, they also play pinochle and hand and foot.
Okay.
There's a couple people that...
Okay, you're going to have to tell me. What is hand and foot?
Hand and foot is sort of like rummy.
Okay.
It's on that order.
Okay, all right.
Basically, those games, you don't have to think about it.
Right.
You sit there, you play, you have a good time, you share laughs and giggles with the people around your table. And it's something you can do mindlessly. And just get out to be with humans, which is a big thing that older people have an issue with, not having contact.
And, you know,
people.
I think that by having activities on a regular basis, that does make a huge difference. And I don't know. In fact, we had really have not really had until this past year, or actually the past few months, we really hadn't had much information at all coming from the Steamboat Center. So.
We're going to be here as often as you'll let us. That's for doggone sure. We want to get the information out. We also have a couple people that want to play euchre, and there's two people that want to play. We need two more players to make that a good game. And then there's a lady that would love to play Uno. So we have that looking forward to. So if anybody out there wants to come and play with us, come on down.
So basically Mondays are card days. Is
Monday
that right?
And Wednesday.
Okay.
Wednesday they don't do bridge. However, I understand in the past before COVID, they used to have pinochle that day too.
Okay.
Right now we have 5 to 6 tables of bridge players. That takes a little more concentration, and they have a good time. So Tuesday, we are closed. However, I'd like to see that eliminated and we be open. There's some things I'll talk about a little later that I'm hoping we can initiate. And then Thursday, that's the fun day. Thursday, we order from Napoli's.
Okay.
And you need to have your order in by Wednesday so that food can be delivered. And what we're doing is kind of rounding up the cost so we don't have to deal with change.
Right.
So if it's $7.952, we say $8.
Right.
And then if there's anything left over, a few cents left over, we just put that in as donation to the organization. If you want your change back, we will get you your change back.
Anyway, but so you've got that's on every Thursday, is that
every
right?
Every Thursday, that is right, except for the last Thursday of every month, we have a potluck.
Okay.
So people come at 12 o'clock, and you can stop at the store and get a container of potato salad or donuts. Someone brought donuts last time, my favorite. I don't eat those often, so it was a real treat. But, yeah, we have a potluck. People sit around and socialize. Everyone is invited. Bring something. If you don't want to bring something, donate $3.50.
Now you have a house band every other Thursday, and then when the Thursdays You don't have that. You've got a jam band. What is a jam band?
Oh, that is so much fun. The jam band is a learning band. So we have Karen Brownlee, who knows music quite well. She's classically trained. Her husband plays guitar. They actually go on the road and sing at different events, basically religious music and,
okay,
and soft rock and fun music.
Yeah.
So she thought this would be fun. I had played guitar a long time ago, and we moved from an accident, and I stopped playing. So I wanted to get back into it. So they are teaching me, reteaching me, because after so many years, you kind of forget everything.
So you're trying to basically, you're just having, you are, you're basically turning it into a music event every
yes.
Thursday, right?
Every Thursday we do have the house band.
How many people are in a house band?
Well, it depends on who's available.
Okay.
So we have someone that plays the keyboard.
Keyboard, okay.
And they are learning.
Okay.
And we have another lady that has come a couple of times. She ended up with some health issues. And then Karen, of course, plays. She also plays the violin and beautifully. And her husband plays guitar. And we have a few people. There are one, two, four. There are five, maybe, guitar players, maybe. And it depends on who's there. And then Sam is on drums.
Okay.
And she used to play with her husband professionally.
Okay.
And then we have Tavo, who plays the cymbals for us. And both of those guys are so good. Both Sam and Tavo are most excellent. And then people from the audience will come up and grab maracas or tambourine or something and play along. People dance. They dance a lot. And
right.
We have we have some people come from Hope Haven. They come and they dance and they have a marvelous time. Everybody plays and it's just a fun time.
You know, I think that I've read so many studies, and particularly those who have dementia, those issues. But the anything that really uses the right side of the brain, arts, music, things that are creative arts. My wife's a music teacher, and so I'm well aware of that. And it's the fact is, it stimulates and helps. It helps if you stimulate the right side of the brain, you're helping the left side of the brain too. So anyway, this sounds like a fun idea. And you have fun stuff going on, and you also have special events too. Is that right?
That is what we are hoping to do. I want my goal is to make the Steamboat Center a family unit. When our children have grown up and we have retired from our work, we don't always have our children close at hand.
So you're trying to make you're trying to bring some of those average ages down to a lesser age. Is that right?
No, I don't care who comes.
Oh, okay.
Everybody's welcome.
Okay.
Everybody's welcome, but what I want to do is make it feel as though you're a family, so you can celebrate the good times and have somebody to share with the bad times.
Okay.
And we all know we're going to have bad times. We all know we're going to have good times. But I want to give it the family feel that you can call somebody up down there and say, hey, come have a cup of coffee with me. I need some coffee. Come. I want that family together feeling.
Well, you want gatherings together. And I
yes.
think that's really a key thing. A lot of people, they live, yes, as time marches on, they live by themselves. They live alone. They need to have human contact.
And I understand the public bus system runs by the front of the building, so maybe you can hop on a bus if you don't drive. There are some of our members that do not drive.
Right.
Health reasons, whatever. But then on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. It's available for rent. However, on Friday, I would like some of the new ideas to come.
Okay.
And Tuesday, we are closed, so I'd like some new things to happen.
Well, I tell you what, Alice, we're going to look at, we'll look and figure, we'll try and get you here maybe once a month to update where you are and what you're doing and some of the fun stuff that you got on the plans,
yeah.
Okay?
Okay.
All right. Alice Pieper, president of the Steamboat Senior Center. Alice, thank you so much for dropping by. Good luck. Have a great month of May, okay?
You too.